A word for you from Micah chapter 6 verse 6. With what shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? This is a section in chapter 6 which is powerful. Even though Micah is referred to as one of the minor prophets, God, the Holy Spirit, using his lips, has major things to say. And so it is recorded for us in this New Testament era, and there are lessons to be learned here. To the Jews who would have read this, it was perfectly clear. And we need to understand some of the context, because it is true that God had demanded sacrifices. God had demanded calves, burnt offerings. The thing is, they had forgotten that God's central point was to teach them that he wants them. He wants their heart. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday, and he always will be. He wants the heart. The Old Testament sacrifices, as important as they were, because they pointed to the final sacrifice where God sacrificed himself, where God gave his only begotten Son for us. Despite that, God, of course, never uses the blood of bulls and rams or whatever to cleanse away our sins. But it was forward-looking. So when God demanded that, it was in order that the cross would take the central place, even though they did not yet understand it. God doesn't need our full understanding to be forgiven. But here the Lord is saying, look, don't think you can impress me. That is why God inspires Micah to write these words. Musukabangu uti gizogunoma ngoba ungleta matole, ungleta izinto zomnigelo. Because at this time God's people had sinned grievously, and their mistake was that they thought that they should impress God. What can I bring to God to impress him? What will make him happy? It is the age-old question, of course, of how to be reconciled to God, how to make him pleased with us. And we keep on using other means to get to him, even if it is the original Jewish means. And so the Lord is really saying here, and it continues in verse 7 and 8, that this never impresses God. Only what he can do is enough.